Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Lau joins us. She's president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed. And a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are train wreck.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no holds barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Mary Lau. She is the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Your thoughts on election night for the primaries?
My thoughts on it? Thank God in Greyhound it's gone. But no, it was actually fascinating. Governor Lombardo he really nailed it all the way through, with the exception of Marty O'Donnell. And that was an interesting quote from him after he realized he lost. It was like, well, I wasn't sure I wanted to be there anyway, and now I can go back on social media. It reminded me 100 years ago, remember the movie The Candidate with Robert Redford?
Yes.
When he goes, well, now what do we do? So half of these people trying to run for office would be in that position now. But I'd say the governor's people did an excellent job. There were some other organizations that worked very carefully and efficiently to make sure that some of the demographics weren't so miserable for leadership to deal with and stuff too. But the greatest thing all was the Culinary Union. The fact that they went after Rochelle Wynn, who didn't even sponsor the bill, she just testified on the bill for the daily cleaning, and lost. Culinary lost handily. They did win in 17, but only because there was kind of a drop or a slippage in the Assembly caucus leadership. Maybe not the leadership, but the campaign people, that they didn't catch it early enough to salvage Michon. But I mean, it was really a good night. And I wasn't really following a lot of the federal races because we don't donate federally, but you still emotionally and intellectually get involved in them. And I wasn't the least bit surprised that Sam Brown won. Now we'll see where it heads from here. I love, love, love the fact that Clara Andy Raiola won. You know, Clara is an awesome legislator. She's just getting her feet under her now. She maybe votes a little too Democrat or something for her district, but enough people respected what she was doing that she absolutely did a wonderful job and put the candidates that Robert Beatles ran against people to shame. They actually lost, and I love it. So
what does this say about bullying? What does this say about bullying in politics, that if you don't back it up with a whole lot of money, it ain't going anywhere?
Well, it's even beyond just bullying, and the whole lot of money stuff is do your flipping homework and do your job. If you want to have power and influence, you do it a little bit at a time. You get to know the community. You don't move into Nevada and turn around and say, okay, this place looks right for the pickings and I can get what I want. And you have people that change parties to get there. You have people that pretend to be one thing and work with the other party. You know, and it's politics has become very duplicitous and very interesting. I mean, I was very, very glad that Mark Amadei won his primary, and there's been some opinions that he didn't win it by enough. Well, with the low voter turnout, I would say Fred Simon only turned out the people that had voted for him before, like when he ran for governor or whatever. He didn't gain any attention. He didn't gain any votes. And I don't know, it's really fascinating how, what was it, 16 point something percent of the voters voted. And that's too bad.
Well, yeah, and what do we do about this? Because, you know, you would think that with all the noise from social media and the political programs on national television, on cable, that a far higher percentage of people would actually go out and vote. But are we seeing the exact opposite with all these election deniers and, you know, attacking the system, that we are actually creating a nightmare scenario of where people don't have faith in the system and therefore are not going to vote?
I don't know that you can blame it on election deniers. You know, that was 16 and then 20. You know, people forget that Hillary claimed that she actually won. And so I think it's where politics have taken such a nasty turn that all of the social media, all of the other stuff is so negative. I mean, now the reporting that's coming out is almost, they're shocked that Donald Trump sits down with somebody and has a calm and reasonable conversation. And we're getting so much ridicule of President Biden right now, it's very difficult. I can remember when Johnson was president, Spiro Agnew, I think it was, and hit his head coming down, hit his head on Air Force One, and my mother was shocked that they reported it, because they never reported anything to humiliate the office of the presidency. Now you don't see anything to compliment the office of the presidency. It's just, we've made politics almost disgusting, and people don't even want to discuss it because it's gotten so nasty. And, well, you know, they run the same campaigns all the time. You know, for 4 years, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Now it's abortion, abortion, abortion. And nobody's talking about what they do. Well, now I'll give the exception, Mark Amadei does. He has the minutes with Mark, and he sends out his information and stuff. But I keep overriding you, Sam, in case you noticed.
No, and that's fine. but, you know, I mean, what your point is well taken about how the Washington Press Corps covers Washington now. Because, you know, back in the Kennedy days in Camelot, nobody wrote about what was really going on with the Kennedy brothers and what they were up to in the swimming pool and at Lake Tahoe and all the rest. I mean, we found out years later, but not at the time. It was all Camelot.
Oh, absolutely. Even way back into Roosevelt era, his nurse was his mistress and stuff, and Eleanor handled it. You know, now rather handling it is the right way for a woman to do now. Who knows? But it's ridiculous that the country is put through this kind of embarrassment. It doesn't need to be. People are human. And I think it's backfiring. And it's backfiring against Biden, because Trump's numbers are going up. But it's backfiring against us, because people aren't coming out to vote. Now, most of the voting was mail-in ballots. So maybe that's going to improve itself. And I think Cisco Aguilar did an excellent job. The fact that they passed the law that said they could start voting early, or voting, start counting early in the morning, that helped. You know, they didn't have to wait on mail-in ballots till the polls closed. So they didn't release any numbers, nothing leaked, you know, no problem. So his office did a really good job.
So here's a point I'd like to make, and I'm hoping to make this point on many programs leading up to Election Day, which is that there's this huge conversation about democracy and that we're losing our democracy and democracy is in danger. And I moderated a town hall for the mayoral candidates in Las Vegas in Sun City, Summerlin. And 250 people showed up at this theater in the afternoon with 10 candidates on the stage. And I walked out on the stage and I said, you know, I don't know how many of you are Republicans. I don't know how many of you are Democrats. And I don't know how many of you are independents. But all I know is that 250 of you showed up on this hot afternoon to come and listen to these candidates. And to me, that's the definition of democracy. People voting is the definition of democracy. I have faith in our democracy.
Well, that's just a scare tactic. You know, this protect our democracy crop, and I will agree with you that it's useless, because it's not true. You have to participate in democracy. You have to be able to show that you're prideful of it, that you care about it, and you will. I hesitate to say do your duty and vote, but that's part of democracy. But nobody's destroying democracy except the people that are willing to manipulate the system and do anything at all to win. That undermines the confidence of people, and then your democracy starts slipping away.
So what do you think?
The last time that you saw people just sitting around honestly talking about ideas and being able to say, I don't totally agree with you, but tell me why you think that way and what am I missing and how do we reach a compromise here?
There was an article in the New York Times over the weekend that 65% of the electorate have election fatigue and they want something in the middle. And there are groups all around the country that are trying to have these kind of conversations that you're describing, because the other 35% are either one side or the other and there is no talking. So what do you think the chances of that succeeding are?
I think it's going to happen more and more, Sam. I don't know if there's enough time that it becomes an integral part of the November election. But absolutely, people are exhausted with it. And excuse me, I think that when you start losing your friends and losing your family for ideological differences, that's ridiculous. So being able to sit down and have an adult conversation and figure out the best way to move forward is the way democracy is supposed to work. You know, you've seen this thing floating around the internet recently on the age of the founding fathers.
Right.
Yeah, you had one at 18 years old and you the eldest was 44, which was George Washington. Everybody in between. So you can listen to everybody. And then the elephant in the room was Franklin, who was in his 70s. And he was just sort of like the grand advisor. But it's like, come on, people, listen to everybody and stop trying to create division. This whole routine, and I'm sorry, you know, creating subcategories in sexuality, creating little pods of people. They're people. Why do we have to have these little definitions of people instead of, you know, I show up in a purple outfit, you show up in an orange outfit, somebody else shows up in a blue outfit, but you're all people. Who cares what your outfit is? And that's what we have to get back to. A little bit of love, what can I say?
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Lau after this timeout.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. One of the races that to me is going to be fascinating is the Dallas Harris-Lori Rogich race. Your thoughts on that one?
I'm confused as to why Lori ran, to tell you the truth. And I have great respect for the Rogiches and things, but it's putting people in a really interesting position. There was the last election cycle was the first time Dallas won. And she didn't have a record at that time. You know, she was new to the process. And several people tried to elect somebody else in there, but it came down to having a Republican problem. You had the wrong candidate and an ineffective campaign manager. But now Dallas has spent 4 years doing some really good work. And it's a very, very high Democrat district. Now, having said that, you can't put anything past the Rogich machine. And I'll go back to Reed machine and Rogich machine. But I don't see how, but I wouldn't be surprised if Lori can't pull it off, you know.
There's another race that I wanted to bring up to you, and I know you don't invest money into these races, but Stephen Horsfoot and John Lee.
That was going to be interesting because, briefly back to Amity has a powerful position. And why would we hurt Nevada by trying to weaken that position? You know, it's like the Republicans for Reed way back when, they pretty much, some of them lost their stature quote unquote. They became better people, but whatever. And so it's complicated because Stephen Horsford is the head of the Black Caucus. So does that make him so liberal that he's not serving the people of Nevada? Or does that make him powerful to help the people of Nevada? And that's going to have to be played out in this campaign. John Lee can self-fund, but I noticed somebody made a comment, but we don't know if he would. But the RNC, the Republicans, they're not putting a lot of money in Nevada because they have other races they can get. Now, I don't know if when Trump endorsed John Lee, does that mean that he's going to get some money to run? So, I mean, Stephen's been taken out once before. Crescent Hardy did that. And then Stephen came back and took out Crescent Hardy. But the district has changed. And when you see how John Ellison won against somebody in Pahrump, you know, Pahrump's a high population area. And Ellison just cleaned that race. So there's a lot of rural activity that's happening. And John Lee has a heck of a record to point back to in North Las Vegas.
Well, you know, you bring up a great point about Pahrump. But in general, across the state, people are running for offices they can't win. And they are good people, and they should be running for offices that they have a chance at, whether it be city council, county commission. You know, you have some great people who have worked their way up to the legislature, for example, by serving on all their local boards. Is that part of what's wrong here, is that these people are just shooting for the moon and they fall short?
Yeah, starting at the top and work their way down, you mean?
Yes.
That routine? Yeah, well, unfortunately, years ago, I remember asking Senator Raggio, what happened to people starting at school boards, parks and recreations, and working themselves up? And he says, by then, they're ideologues, and we prefer to start them off as a good candidate, and they learn the process then. But it's almost reversed. The school boards are such a disaster now. You don't want those people coming forward. And then to your point, you have people that should never run for office, and they do. You know, Assembly 10, that race was interesting. And fortunately, Venice Karras pulled it off, you know, and it was the union strongly supported her. It's a Democrat district. It should be with a Democrat. And so she's new to the process, but she's willing to learn the process. Other people come in going, I hate this process. We're going to change it. And they don't even know it. You know, the joke in the halls is they don't know where the bathrooms are.
Right.
They don't know the process. They don't know the history, and they don't want to do the homework to learn it.
And that's where we have to. Yep, and we have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Good news for the legislative session. The speaker was on the program a couple of weeks ago, and he said that the coffee shop is coming back to the legislature.
Okay, TTL. When the staff had to sit there and hope they got out to a truck, the trucks, the food trucks, in time. Otherwise, they had to get Uber or something. No, that's a great thing. It should be there.
Well, we will all enjoy it in Carson City. Mary, thank you so much for doing this as always. I know you're going on a great trip. Have a wonderful time in Canada and come back soon.
Okay, Sam. Thank you very much, dear.
Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. You can catch us online 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can download the podcast wherever you like to get your podcast. We'll see you on the next broadcast.